All right. Oh, by the way, I plan to feature Norman Connors throughout this week, at least a couple more days. Norman Connors, again, he's the one who you're hearing. He's the featured artist. His name's on the album. The song is entitled Bubbles. And, well, we'll be featuring him at least two more days this week. Probably Tuesday and Friday. Possibly we might sneak Thursday in there. Yeah. But almost certainly Tuesday and Friday. Okay. Tones and word choices in relationships that can bring fear in the relationship. At the very least, as I mentioned earlier, discomfort. And even discomfort is not good, because discomfort in the relationship causes us to put on the brakes. Even if we're applying the brakes gently, we're still saying, let's take it slow. Let's take it slow. Let's take it slow. Because I'm not really feeling where you're taking the relationship. I don't like the direction you're taking it in. So I'm gonna keep my foot applied to the brake. We're not going full speed ahead. How about problematic behaviors that tend to mess the relationship up? I talked about choices, word choices, and tones of voice, and we could call that problem behavior. I kind of put it under the communications category, though, because I'm looking at something else now when I talk about problematic behaviors. Things like you do something wrong, something disrespectful to your mate, for example. Something disrespectful, and it's blatantly disrespectful. And your partner lets you know he or she did not appreciate what you did. And instead of you apologizing for what you did, caring enough about your partner to just say, hey, you know what? I was wrong, and I truly apologize, and ask forgiveness. The pleasure you got from disrespecting your mate was greater than the pleasure you would get out of being reconciled to your mate, your partner, your spouse. And that says a lot about the value you don't place on your spouse, that you got more pleasure out of disrespecting your spouse than you would get out of making sure you made things right. You cleaned that up and took the steps you needed to take to let love and peace flow between the two of you. And very often, when we don't value our mates, our spouses, as we should, we really don't care what we do to them. We don't care how we hurt them. In fact, and this is even worse, when we don't truly value our partners, many people desire to hurt their partners for no reason, without provocation whatsoever, because of something dark and ugly going on inside of them. They want to cause pain for their partner. And then when their partner brings up what they've done wrong, rather than be about the business of saying, hey, you know what? I was wrong. I got to get this right. I got to make this right. I got to make this right. They instead choose to deny that they did the wrong. Just flat out deny it, no matter how obvious the wrong is. Flat out deny it. That's the kind of behavior that has the other partner saying, okay, I got to apply the brakes. At the very, you can definitely see how fear could come into play. I can't trust my partner to respect me and treat me right. And worse yet, when I point out what they've done wrong, I can't even trust them to admit that they did me wrong. And you're applying the brakes. And so now, instead of flowing freely with each other, you start putting distance between yourselves. Let's talk about this some more Monday. In the meantime, tomorrow, We'll talk about teens and personality, but we'll also deal with prostitution. You know, we started that conversation about 2 weeks ago. Let's resume that. I want us to gain more insights about what prostitution is about and maybe see if we can develop greater sensitivity about it too. All right. In the meantime, we have some time between now and tomorrow to be thinking about how we can better handle our relationships, making whatever changes we need to make, so that as we make those changes, we allow some of life's best moments to come through each one of us. Let me leave you with Norman Conners. Till tomorrow.